From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. In the state legislature, Northeast Texas is represented by conservative Republicans. You probably don't need a news story to tell you that. But what you might not know is that when it comes to Proposition 6, all of the legislators from this region that we contacted about this story were in favor of the measure. This, even though the proposal, which will be on ballots this November, calls for $2 billion to be taken out of the state's rainy day fund and used to finance water projects. Larry Phillips represents District 62 in the Texas House, which includes Delta County and Fannin County. He understands why conservative Texans might look sideways at any sort of appropriation from a reserve fund.
Across the state, 80% of the state's in drought situation. 2011 was the driest year that we've had recorded. And so definitely across Texas, people know that we're in some tough situations. So that's often what you think the rainy day fund or economic stabilization fund is for. Is to help when we have crisis. This is not money that's being spent. This is money that's going to a revolving fund. So it's still, so to speak, in the state coffers. Fortunately for the state, because of the rainy day fund or the economic stabilization fund, we call it the ESF fund, is funded by a severance tax on oil and gas. So that's how that fund grows. Well, everybody knows the incredible growth we've seen in our oil and gas industry in the state, continuing to grow. And so actually, we're having more money than we ever projected or thought would be in the Economic Stabilization Fund. And so we'll either can keep that money, keep the taxpayers' dollars locked in a fund that doesn't have, gains very little interest, or we can essentially return it to the taxpayers in this form. And I think that's the more prudent, more conservative thing to do.
On the Senate side, Bob Duell of Greenville has already been on this program expressing his support for Proposition 6. To the west, Senator Craig Estes, representing parts of Collin County, is in favor of it. To the east, we have Lamar, Franklin, and Wood counties in the district of Kevin Eltife.
Well, I honestly haven't heard that many people against the measure. It passed overwhelmingly in the Senate and the House. I think every statewide elected official supports it. Anybody that has experienced the drought we've experienced in Texas realize you have to do something about the water situation. We're not spending the money. It's a transfer. It's setting up a revolving loan pool so we can help some of the rural areas of the state and the bigger cities that need help funding the reservoirs. Reservoirs are not cheap. It costs money. And the money's got to come from somewhere. So I think it's a great plan.
Back in the Texas House, Dan Flynn of Canton and Jody Laubenberg of Parker joined Phillips in their support for Proposition 6. Scott Turner of Frisco, Lance Gooden of Terrell, Brian Hughes of Mineola, and George Lavender of Texarkana were unable to provide comment for this story. One thing is clear, though. In this instance, there are plenty of Republicans willing to dip into the piggy bank. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.